Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. God bless you for being here. Let's do this. It's the Steve Gruber Show, here to help you get vaccinated against rampant stupidity. Roll up your sleeve, would you, sir? Look at yourself. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, President Joe Biden has finally tested negative on his COVID test. No word on whether he's tested positive for his cognitive test. We'll keep you up to date, but it doesn't look good at this hour. Number two, American scientists using millions, possibly billions of taxpayer dollars discovered the missing link on the road to permanent green energy. A true story and a true American game changer with American genius. But guess what? We gave it away. To who? China. And number three, and once again, the Democrats, hell-bent on destroying the middle class in America, have used a parliamentary trick to ram more inflation-fueling legislation down the throats of the ordinary American people. You and me. There is no question that the new Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 will almost certainly have the opposite effect, as the completely fraudulent name implies. But what would you expect? One of the features of the reckless legislation is a doubling of IRS agents, adding 87,000 new revenue agents. Let's be totally upfront about this. They're not coming after millionaires and billionaires. They're coming after you and ordinary folks everywhere. 87,000 agents. And if you missed the other headlines, they've also been buying up piles of guns and ammunition at the IRS. Now, why on earth would they be doing that? Why would they need any of that? It seems the acceleration of the transition can come with a single party and no bipartisan support for anything, because the Democrats, well, they don't really care about Republican votes anyway. They actually are working as fast as possible to upend election integrity, ban voter ID, make mass mail-in ballots permanent, along with weeks of early voting and weeks to count the votes, too, all of which makes our elections less safe every time they do these things. The new legislation, however, is the worst yet, claiming that it will help energy companies and consumers, that it will lower inflation and help out ordinary people. Simple question is, how's that going to happen? How's it going to happen? Consider the fact that more than half of the new taxes in this mess will fall on families making less than $200,000 a year, which means Dementia Joe lied about all the nobodies making less than $400,000, that nobody would pay any new taxes. Nobody, blah, blah, blah. Right. Not that he remembers any of that. I mean, he can't remember breakfast or where to sit or who to talk to without crib notes anymore. But at least he's focused on running for another term at the age of 116. Or whatever he'll be. I mean, look at the guy. In dog years, he's like 120. He's a very old 79. If we're going to tell the truth about all of this, we should. We really should. Let's start here. Joe Biden ready to transition to taxing all Americans at a much higher rate. That includes you. And at much lower incomes. That also includes many of you. I guess his word as a Biden is as meaningless as you would think. Listen to this.
Guarantee, promise, never broken my word. Anyone making less than $400,000 will not see one single penny in their tax raise.
President Biden breaking his promise not to raise taxes on the middle class.
The Senate Democrats look to fast track a bill that multiple now nonpartisan experts say would raise taxes on nearly all Americans.
Give you my word as a Biden, no one making less than $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes raised.
The average tax rate for nearly every income bracket would increase.
I will not impose any tax increase on people making less than $400,000.
Taxes will rise by $16.7 billion in 2023 on Americans earning less than $200,000 a year.
No one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single any more in federal taxes.
Joe Biden has drawn the line at $400,000 a year. The committee does say it would raise taxes on people below that line.
Oh, it raises taxes on lots of folks below that line. My word is a Biden. Well, that was quite a strong bond. And in case you missed it, this Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, the greatest euphemism ever for one of these things, passed the United States Senate yesterday. Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote, and the socialists cheer the end of the republic. Listen.
On this vote, The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Now, it's not a complete done deal yet, but it will be. It has to go back to the House for some modifications, some changes, so they can have the Senate version and the House version match up. But remember, the House, they only have 3 or 4 votes of leeway. One extra because the death of the Republican from Indiana. She died, and that will give them one extra bit of leeway. But Bernie Sanders, the most radical of all the socialists, really, who wanted more money that we don't have actually spent on a bill that he admits will not do what you have been promised, what you've been told. He admits it. But what good are these Washington swamp witch Biden promises worth? Well, what are they worth anyway? Listen.
I want to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation.
So wait a second. It's the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. What do you mean it'll have a minimum impact? In fact, 230 economists signed a letter. You know how they always do this on the Democrat side. They always think, we have all of these Nobel laureates that have got all this great experience, and these Nobel laureates tell us that what you're saying is wrong and what we say is true. Right. 230 economists signed a letter saying, look, this is going to increase inflation. This is going to do real harm to the middle class, what's left of it, after the socialists are done feeding on their carcasses. That's what we're dealing with. They refuse to believe it, of course. They refuse to have anything to do with it. They refuse to, you know, the relationship with the truth and reality is kind of a strained one, a stressed situation there. And that's where we stand today. A step away from another $800 billion in spending, more reckless spending, and even more reckless spending. Now, when I come back, we're going to have a couple of things for you. We're going to have an education in what is inflation. What is the truth about inflation? Where does it come from? What causes it? We're going into the vault to pull out some actual truth about inflation with Milton Friedman. You don't want to miss this. You want to be educated about what inflation is, where it comes from, what caused it, and what this bill will do nothing to solve. Then don't miss the next section of this program. I'll be right back. It is The Steve Gerber Show. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.